Meanwhile, at the North Carolina General Assembly, key members of the Senate will take their first vote today on a coal ash proposal. Lawmakers have been grappling all year with possible contamination from 33 coal ash ponds that Duke Energy has across the state. Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia has more on what's in the Senate's proposal.
North Carolina has been accumulating coal ash for most of the past century. Power companies burn coal to generate electricity, cool off the remaining ash with water, and then pour it into ponds and keep it there. This happens throughout the country, but it came to the attention of North Carolina lawmakers last February when tons of ash leaked from a pond and covered 70 miles of the Dan River in gray sludge.
The goal here is to get North Carolina out of the coal ash business.
That's Republican Tom Epadaka. He's a prominent member of the Senate and happens to represent a district near Asheville, where Duke Energy has some of these ponds. He presented a 44-page plan of action yesterday.
The big picture of our proposal is that it dries out and closes each pond. It stops the disposal of wet coal ash and requires future coal ash to be put to a beneficial use or into a lined facility.
The plan would require Duke to close all 33 of its ponds within 15 years, and in the short term, the company couldn't pass the cost onto consumers. At some ponds, Duke would have to drain the water, cover the ash with dirt, and monitor to make sure there are no leaks. At higher-risk ponds, Duke would have to dig out all of the ash and either move it to dry storage or find a productive use for it, like selling it for concrete. Members of the Senate Natural Resources Committee liked the plan, for the most part. Senator Fletcher Hartzell, a Republican from Concord, says there should be an incentive for selling and buying the ash.
For the user, roadways, highways, those sorts of things, and also the entity that produces the waste to begin with, because they have to look at what's the best cost alternative, putting it in a landfill or using it in some kind of structural field.
For some Democrats and environmental observers, the plan does not do enough. Dustin Chickerell-Baird is with the North Carolina Sierra Club.
It's another step in the right direction. It's not quite as ambitious, I think, as the Senate was looking for, but we look forward to working with them to make it even stronger. I think the Senate promised a home run. I think they hit a good single on this one, so there's still time to circle the bases.
Chickerell-Baird says the bill needs more enforcement mechanisms. Some environmentalists say the only way to guarantee coal ash won't get into public waterways is to remove it from all of the ponds. For Duke Energy, the Senate's proposal is already demanding. Jeff Brooks is a company spokesman.
The timeline is very aggressive, and that's one of our biggest challenges that we're looking at. You know, our largest coal plant we had estimated in our engineering studies would take up to 30 years to be able to move the coal ash at that site. Well, you know, this plan says 15 years for all of your sites. So it's an incredibly aggressive timeline, and it's going to present some real operational challenges for us.
What's for sure is that in the vernacular of the Senate, this is a piece of legislation that is moving slowly. 2 days is all they spent debating the entire $21 billion budget for the state. Apodaca says that on this one, they might spend all week. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.